In March 1993, astronomers Eugene and Carolyn Schumacher and David Levy discovered a comet that was on a course to impact Jupiter. Schumacher Levy 9 impacted the planet in July 1994, the first planetary impact by a comet observed in human history. Originally from Montreal, Dr. David Levy has hosted an astronomy camp in the Adirondacks for 15 years in conjunction with SUNY Plattsburgh and periodically visits the Northern New York College campus. While in Plattsburgh Monday, Levy talked about his comet discoveries.
I actually have discovered 23 comets in my career. 13 of them are Shoemaker-Levy comets. Jean Shoemaker, Carolyn Shoemaker, and I were working together for a number of years, and we found the 13 comets. The others are mine, found visually with my eye looking through the telescope, or with Tom Glinos, who is a colleague of mine, who had a telescope, and he's been finding asteroids, but not bothering to check them very well. And one of those asteroids turned out to be a comet. And according to the rules, when he discovers a comet, but he doesn't know it's a comet, the comet doesn't get his name on it. Instead, the comet is named for the observatory at which it is discovered, which is our Jarnac Observatory. Could you imagine my grandfather now? He was passionate about his cottage at Jarnac, north of Montreal. That's what it's named after. And if he only knew that there is a comet going through the solar system with Jarnac's name on it, I mean, he would be just dancing a jig.
But there are comets with the Levy name on it.
Oh, yes. There are, I think, 6 or 7 that have just my name. My first one I shared because I discovered it, and then the next night, Mike Rudenko found the same comet, and so it was Levy Rudenko.
You have found many comets by eye. In other words, visually observing them through a telescope, not digitally or anything like that. What does it take to do that?
It takes 3 things. It takes patience. It takes a telescope with a wide field of view. And it takes patience. And it took me 19 years before I discovered my first comet. If I'd taken one more year, my French teacher from Montreal would have come back and haunted me. Because he asked me in grade 11 French in Montreal in 1966 actually. And I looked at him and I said, "Je veux découvrir une comète." I would like to discover a comet. And he looks at me and in English he says, "Okay, David, I'm going to accept your answer. But if you don't find a comet in 20 years, I'm going to come back and lower your mark." I just made it. It was about a year before he would have come back and lowered my mark. Oh, how I wish he could come back and I could thank him for right now.
So what was it from day one that fascinated you about comets?
Our sixth grade teacher asked us all to give a speech. And I remember the topic I chose was comets. And I looked up everything I could about comets, their history and literature. I was absolutely entranced with them even back then.
When you find comets, do you find they all have different characteristics? Do they each teach us something different?
Yes, every comet is unique. Comets could be very star-like. Most comets are fuzzy things with these big comas of dust and gas that spread out. Some have little tails, some have very long tails. In fact, Comet Yucatecu in 1996 had a tail that stretched from one horizon to the other. And I reported that, and this astronomer wrote to me and said, "It's impossible." And I said, "Okay, I'm just reporting what I saw." And he said, I accept that, that's fine, but it's impossible. Until the Ulysses spacecraft beyond Jupiter went through the tail of the comet. He wrote me back and he says, "Mea culpa, you were right. It sure was a big tail."
What does it mean for a comet discoverer like you when you see missions that either land on the comets or the ones that go out and collect the cometary dust particles. What does that mean for the comet discoverer like you?
Well, the only two of the comets that I've discovered that were studied by spacecraft are the one I discovered in 1990, which was studied by the Hubble Space Telescope as it was trying to orient itself. It was studied by the Galileo spacecraft as it was trying to orient itself. And the other one was SL9 that was studied by everybody and everything. And that was so incredible to see that. What does it mean? It's a very deep personal satisfaction, something that I always remember, brightens my nights when I go out. And I remember going out one day with a friend, looking at Jupiter, just with the naked eye, and I'm saying, you know, it's kind of interesting whenever I look at that planet, which happens to be my favorite planet all my life, and I'm thinking that people are not going to be able to study Jupiter professionally and scientifically from now till the end of time without at least considering the comet that collided with Jupiter.
Schumacher-Levy, it's one of 23 comets that you've discovered.
It's the only one that doesn't exist anymore. All the others are still out there orbiting, and they come back from time to time, and sometimes you can see them. Sometimes you can't.
What's your favorite comet?
I guess my two favorites are my first. I mean, there was such a story to that one because it's like climbing a cliff. You've been climbing it for 20 years. When you discover the comet, you got one hand on the top of the cliff, and you're thinking, oh my God, that's what the top feels like. And you climb up over the top of the cliff, and you look down. You can't believe you spent 20 years climbing that cliff, and that you're finally at the top. But then you see another cliff right next to it, and you start climbing that one, because it turns out it's the climb that's the real fun part. And I'm still doing it.
We'll have more later this week and at WAMC.org with Dr. David Levy on his talk with SUNY Plattsburgh students about the link between literature and the night sky. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.